we go. So are we back on the action? Can you hear yourself?
I can. I can. I think we can.
Nice.
Oh!
I can hear that.
That's loud.
That's
it.
Hey, how'd that go? Back to the fun stuff?
Oh, so we're going to pull up our first caller of the show. Felicia, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Felicia, I want to just thank you for allowing the fun to continue and making this Tuesday out of the soapbox, Garden Island Bluegrass live soapbox scene happening.
Well, we are a family, aren't we?
We are.
It's more than just KKCR's volunteers, but the listeners as well and the musicians, and it's been a great show. I've been really enjoying hearing all the stories, and I'm up here in Kilauea right at the moment, and firecrackers are beginning to go off, so you might hear some things that sound like gunshots in the background, but it's a celebration, not a war zone.
No domestic violence going on in your neighborhood.
No domestic violence going on.
Just a lot of scared dogs and all that kind of stuff.
That's right. But I like how you've been reviewing accomplishments as well as goals. And so there's so many to bring up, but I thought of one.
What would you bring up if you could?
Well, I want to bring one up that maybe others won't be pulling up as quickly, but mm-hmm. the Public Land Development Corporation, we had some significant success. Not 100%, but we probably had an 85% success with that last year. And at this time, we were looking at the start of the legislative season with a march in Oahu, and for both GMO and Public Land Development Corporation, and that was basically like a quiet writing of a $6 million acre blank check for taking our beautiful lands to be literally, as it said, exploited for revenue for the state of Hawaii. And it took many, many people standing up, speaking truth to power, kind of chasing the governor down everywhere he went to get that largely reversed. I mean, all the wildlands basically got taken out of hawk on that, you know? So that was a tremendous victory. And I think that we should all be encouraged about that. I think it has a parallel with Hawaii Islands Bill 113 preempting genetically modified organism development on their island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can nip something in the bud before it's established and multi-million dollar investments are made and leases are signed and all of that, it's a very huge thing. So that is a big celebration. And the changes that happened in the state legislature as a result of political engagement is very important, and I think that it set a big stage for island to island through social media, Facebook and other things, everybody holding hands together. I think it really helped us to have more success with, you know, the biotech containment that we've had.
Yeah.
So I think it's a huge positive.
Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, because you're right, the PLDC, the fact that it kind of came out of the gate pretty strong. They were setting it up for this is how it's going to be. But
bigger than that, they passed it without anybody knowing. It was done.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
This is what we're being served.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Well, you know, how I kind of got on board with that was a guy from Molokai, Bronson Kalipi, who sometimes posts on KKCR wall, but
mm-hmm.
he's one of my Facebook friends, don't actually know him, but he kept persistently pushing that out, and I, you know, placed some calls around, and it seemed like hardly anybody knew anything about it, and we started to research it, and actually a lot happened right on KKCR as we were researching it, and statewide and nationwide, particularly Kanaka, Maoli, you know, true Hawaiian people started really paying attention and started to unfold. And that was one of those bills that was slipped by without most of the people who even voted for it being aware that it happened. And so you mentioned already the capital.gov, Hawaii capital.gov website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be more training through public access room coming on the island next week. I don't have the dates in front of me. But because of that, we learned island by island how to watch the legislature. And we rode that issue as hard as we possibly could
until
we had some success. And the limitations on that success is what they really wanted from the beginning anyway, which was to privatize the ports and the bus areas and school playgrounds and things like that. They didn't do it to Kauai school playgrounds, but on Oahu they can take a piece and put, say, an ABC store on the playground to be able to fund the school. It wasn't 100% successful, but I think we shocked them, and it was important. And I think what's coming around the corner that's underway in the United States legislature right now is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is like what they did here on steroids. It gives the international corporations the right to sue municipalities and countries for not allowing them to extract whatever they want. Like currently there's a $1 billion lawsuit from a gold mining company against the nation of Costa Rica for not yielding over their rainforest. So we've been getting practice this year in 2013, and we have to stay on our game for 2014 and work wherever we can, however we can, to keep creating the reclaiming of the government to serve the people rather than to serve the for-profit corporations or even the NGOs, that the non-governmental organizations that get put parallel to corporate interests. So we've got our work cut out for us. But
we do.
But the upside is that people are waking up everywhere, and there are billions of us all across the world, like Korea. Just this week had an amazing standing up, speaking truth to power, millions of people coming out and voicing opposition to some of the choices that are being made for them. So everywhere in the world people are waking up, and it's a lot to do with the internet. And a big piece of the Trans-Pacific Partnership is to basically stop that, right? That there's many elements of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that is not actually a trade agreement. But we're just going to have to find our own ways, even if it's down to smoke signals, to keeping it going, because it's a movement that I don't think is going to be stopped. I actually feel really enthusiastic about the future, and I think the other thing that's important when we have local efforts like KIUC punishing people who don't want a smart meter, we have to just hold our hearts still in kindness for them, because I think they're so busy working hard that they're not looking high up enough on the food chain to realize what the rest of us are worried about. Right?
Yeah, I haven't checked my mailbox lately, but I think it was X-Man brought it in, the recent flyer. You mentioned it on Facebook.
Yeah, just to vote no. They're taking... Go ahead.
Well, just that, the preemptive move by our co-op to slant the prospective voters to vote one way instead of the other.
And they've done that each time a citizen initiative or a member initiative has come up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they complain, wow, it's cost money to check their meters, well, then they have this $63,000 election, and then they spend thousands of dollars to manipulate the member that isn't paying attention to support things the way that they want everything to go, instead of crowdsourcing information and learning these very valid concerns that people have, and how do they make the best choice, even if they don't agree with the concerned members, to actually treat the membership with respect and listen.
Mm-hmm.
that's not happening. So that's discouraging, but I will say that overall, we have a really excellent power company that just needs to learn a little bit more about being a power cooperative. So if we hold them warmly in our hearts as we vote no and help them learn again that the member has a right to his or her own choices with their lives.
Yeah.
It's better for all of us.
Well, and I have Jonathan Jay scheduled to talk story a little bit later on in today's Garden Island, sometimes out of the blue box garden show. And, you know, I know that, that's an issue that he has been working very hard on to try to bring to our attention of just how our cooperative sometimes is not so cooperative. And, again, this is a great example of that uncooperative behavior by our utility co-op that should be, you know, working for us and working with us. And
at least allowing us to have some say.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And some freedom. And I think that there's this great web going across both our island and throughout the island chain where we are helping each other and informing each other. And there's many positive things. I think Paul Massey from Regenerations is likely to call in about all the great gardening and food foresting possibilities that are opening up. There's so many good things.
Right.
And, you know, my own business, or it's not even really a business, there's no money made on it, but my effort of Akamai Backyard, we choose to support the homegrown Garden Island Bluegrass Show because we like the humor and the loving heart with which they shine a warm light on awareness, and it's an easy piece of medicine to swallow because it's not challenging. It's just insightful and witty and a great way to bring it out. So we're all holding hands, and I feel really good about everything that's going on, and this is my final thing I want to share. I want to share love to all these people who have left us this year. And as I think about the Public Land Development Corporation effort and the biotech containment effort, I think about my Auntie Kathy Kalehua, Taihook Ham Young Pfeffer. I like to throw all her names in there. She is passed now, but her legacy lives on in her activism, as does her son Bobo. And we lost another great soul today, Wayne Harada, Uncle Wayne Harada from Hanalei, really from Waineha, but Hanalei, Waineha, and just many, many good people are all up there partying in their own music festival, still guiding us the spirit, so I want to acknowledge them, my friend Lee, lots of people from that family. So, you know, actually, as these Hawaiian kupuna leave us, those of us who are transplants to this community, we need to do our best to make sure that their legacy and Malama Aina value system prevails.
Yes.
So I'm on that team, and I'm glad to be on the team with you all.
There you go. Well, thank you, Felicia. I was invited Carlos to join us today. He might call in or might drop in. I know he is celebrating his 22nd anniversary with his sweetheart, and blessings to that beautiful couple and the work that they're doing. And Kathy, hope her vision is, you know, on the mend as they celebrate their good times together. But it is something that I appreciate, Felicia, you joining the public affairs team. I think it was two semesters ago last year you were a steadfast out of the boxer.
Yeah.
And I think Carlos recognized that this lady's got some talent.
And
you know?
Carlos has been a great mentor into this.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you doing it for me because giving my kid a shameless plug, I get to go see my angel with OCDC play a New Year's Eve party down at Kailua Beach.
That's going to be fun. And then a lot of food trucks going on there.
Yep.
And OCDC being one of the up-and-coming young bands on the island.
Yeah, young teen bands. Yep.
And I also want to thank you for spelling me on Thursday so that you'll have the first out-of-the-box show of the new year. And do you have any topics that you're going to be covering?
Well, I haven't gotten a full confirmation on it, but hopefully this is one, if it's not the show, it will be coming up soon. And that is on addiction.
Mm.
And kind of a great talk story from wonderful people of different generations here who have overcome that and who have gone through it, and just some real colorful, celebrated characters in our community, looking at how there is hope. And actually, it's a great thing to bring up tonight on New Year's Eve, which has notoriety for binging to excess. Those things can happen sometimes, I guess, but nobody is lost, and there are plenty of ways to just be bootstrapping each other up. We don't need the wrong end of a gun or a prison to bring people to their senses. There's many, many ways within the community to just get on a healthier track.
Yes. Yes, it's true, and I'm struggling with that as we speak. You know,
looks good from here.
There you go. Recovering from surgery, and the pain pills are certainly helpful, managing
right.
the pain. And I was talking to someone over the weekend about that and the whole medical marijuana management that we have here in the state is very, very different than other places, and how we have lots of room for improvement. That this is something that our community, in regards to sustainability, we often don't look at that side of the coin when we talk about community well-being. Often it's environmental, often it's economic, and too few is it the community side that we need to look into. So that's a great topic.
One last thought. You brought something up important about when you get prescriptions, when you get injured or mm-hmm. have a surgery. Mm-hmm. Somebody else, since I've been talking about this, called it to my attention, had me just sit outside in that triangle at Safeway Shopping Center, where there is really three pharmaceutical places that people can get their drugs
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and just sit there and watch the parade of people that come in.
Mm.
And we can't, there's different types of pushers, you know, and the medical industry can get you hooked. And so it's really, really important sometimes just to grit it through the pain and not end up on any kind of dependency that comes from prescriptions.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And something, Felicia, I think you'll probably bring up, we'll talk a little bit more on this show today, the movie that is going to be playing at the Church of the Pacific this Monday coming up. I'm trying to find it on my Facebook page. But
it's called Bringing It Home, and it is about hemp.
Not about drugs.
About drugs. It's industrial hemp for mm-hmm. building materials, cloth. You know, there's many, many usages for hemp. And since I got that interview with that filmmaker, I went out and bought hemp seeds, mm-hmm. and I've been eating them, and they're delicious.
Yeah. And it's something we can grow here on this island, something that's going to be part of our future as we develop our agroeconomic base
yep.
for future well-being.
And that could be a parallel effort that just starts up and sees if that can get some strength. And supposedly, I'm told by an Akamai caller, that it takes about 1/15 the amount of water that sugar did. So even if it's a third that good, mm-hmm. you know, even if it's 1/5 the amount of water that sugar did, it sounds like it's moving in an appropriate direction.
Right.
Yeah. Excuse me, do you find yourself whistling more when you eat your hemp seeds?
My son, actually, Ian's had me on a juice fast, and so we've been putting it in there, and I'm honestly a little hungry.
Well, tonight you can get your fill at KLEO, listening to OCDC and all the food trucks down there parked. That's going to be on the Mauka side of the road, yeah?
You know, I don't know. I figure I'll just be able to tell when there's this crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Should yeah. be obvious, yeah.
And then I guess the other guy is Tubby Love. Is that the name of the...
Oh, that maybe. I'm not quite sure.
I think that's the headlining band. Being a mom, my son's band is always the headliner for
yeah,
me.
Well, good job being a groupie mom, groupie Felicia,
mom.
And being a wonderful activist in our community, a volunteer at Kauai Community Radio, and encouraging, inspiring, and motivating folks to take it to the next level.
Well, you're welcome. And listeners out there, KKCR, we are the station that loves you. And it's been so wonderful learning a whole new way of being from all my listeners. The listeners have changed my life.
There you go. Well, wishing you a wonderful 2014, Felicia, and have a great time tonight, and have fun with your son, and let her rip, Professor.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Aloha.
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 Let her rip, Professor.
There we go. So,
echo.
Hey, you know,
like that. Go ahead, Tim.
I guess, Jimmy, yeah, when you were talking back there, when Fern and the other young lady that was here.
Nomi.
Mahalo Nui. You know, we had an Akamai caller that had called in, and she said that through this process that she had seen a brief blip of like a documentary on PBS NewsHour,
mm-hmm.
and they did like a 3 to 4 minute excerpt, you know, about what this young lady by the name of Thompson, an interview with her on Kauai, you know, about this whole thing, you know, with the 2491, the mm-hmm. biotech industries and all of this. So, you know, information is getting out there worldwide, folks. And you know what? We may just seem like we're only just a small little rock out here in the middle of nowhere, but guess what? We're the Doppler effect, you know? We're starting the ripple. And that's a great thing to be happening, you know? And as long as we can keep that awareness going and the consciousness rising, love is going to prevail through this whole process. And I do think that, too, you know, these biotech industry folks, they're going to see, you know, that it's time that we join this aloha side, you know, and understand what it is to malama the aina, in a positive way. And I think that we're giving them a great opportunity to do so. I think, you know, with what's going to be happening at the Church of the Pacific, you know, with this movie that's forthcoming, you know, is a great way to, once again, to expound upon that consciousness, you know, rising level on how we can do bioremediation, you know, to help the soil, as well as to help us as in an economic venue, you know, above and beyond just tourism, you know, to really make us productive as farmers, as well as, you know, a whole lot of different industries, whether it's textile, medicine, you know, I mean, just the whole works, you know.
Right.
We've got a potential here that could be groundbreaking and once again, a new revolution, you know, a revolution towards evolution of us and moving forward as a race of humanity, you know, once again encompassed and clothed in the process of aloha, you know. So let's put it out there, and we'll hold that venue and that thought, you know, for the 2014. That's my vision.
That's good.
You know?
Love that. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that. We're going to take a little musical interlude. There you go for all our friends and family not with us here right now. But we do have friends and family with us here right now on the phone. Paul, are you there? Can you hear us?
Tim again?
No, this is Jimmy. And Happy New Year to you, Brother Paul.
Happy New Year to you. Wish I saw you more often, my friend, but happy to connect with you right now.
Yes, happy as well. And 2014 looks good for that. So,
all right.
Brother, thanks for calling in. What would you like to share with us?
Well, I just was encouraged to reflect on what a dynamite year 2013 has been. And it's always nice to start anew, but one last moment, just to wave farewell to a very successful year. And, you know, starting right off with being part of the KKCR Ohana, which, of course, includes all the members, the underwriters, the staff, the board members. Dean comes to mind as an amazing guiding force there at KKCR. And just, it's such a wonderful thing to be part of the community there and been so fortunate to host In the Garden on the Farm, the weekly show we have on Wednesdays from noon to one.
Mm-hmm.
And along with Robin, and I want to also note Mac, who's with us every week to answer phones, and Shaka Kiaka, who acts as our behind-the-scenes production coordinator.
Nice.
We've been doing some recorded shows, and he's been so generous with his time and his skills. And thanks again to Cameron, who passed over the steering wheel to myself and Robin back in the middle of the year in the summer. And we just had a lot of fun connecting with the many skilled gardeners and farmers across the island who either join us in person or call in to share their expertise. We have off-island guests. We've got a really nice couple joining us on the show tomorrow that started their own organic seed company in Marin over the past couple of years. And just feeling really optimistic here on the Garden Island that people are getting down to the business of gardening, growing their own food, and all of the connections that that builds with our community. So just feeling really optimistic and deep gratitude for the quality of community that we have here.
Amen. It's so true and so much to be thankful for. And the work that we need to do, you know, it's a labor of love, absolutely. But it's so, what's the word? The reciprocal return on investment that we get from putting it out there and then getting it back.
Indeed. And, of course, partnering with nature, which is infinitely generous
mm-hmm.
with her bounty. And she takes, too, as much as she gives. It's not always a full harvest. We've been dealing with the pig energy, the pua'a, over at the community food forest in Kalihiwai. But, again, it's brought the community together. We've gotten great support and guidance from Waipa Foundation staff and just so many people from the community coming together to help us find solutions to whatever the next challenge is.
Mm-hmm.
And, gosh, that project over 2013, the community food forest, has been a lot of what I've done, and just so grateful to see people come and just give without a sense of what they're going to get back, other than just in the moment building community. And with the hope that through time that we're building something beautiful and self-sustaining. So much thanks to Bill and Joan Porter who've made it possible for us. And so many people throughout the Hawaiian Islands this year really showing their interest in saving and sharing seed, working with statewide partners. And gosh, our banana collection at the Food Forest is a perfect example of that. Farmers on the Big Island in Maui, as well as botanical gardens, opening their collections and sharing them with us so that we can assemble this really special collection of bananas, which are now
mm-hmm.
starting to produce fruit, as well as keiki that we're sharing and wanting to get into many hands so that these varieties can be perpetuated and enjoyed by many. So again, partnering with nature is such a smart idea for all of us, no
right.
matter what we do.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of the default mode of thinking, if not acting here on Kauai. I'd say that people who are aware of that in other parts of the world have a pretty steep uphill climb. But here on Kauai, guided by traditional Hawaiian experience, and the practitioners and people who are bringing the organic movement, it's the majority way to be here, and it makes it really nice to not be the only, amongst a handful of people who sort of got the right idea. I'd say the majority of people have the right idea, and a lot of support and enthusiasm in that direction.
Well said, and I know that you know about this. I just posted it on your wall, but I wanted to let folks know that on the 11th, you'll probably talk about this a little bit on tomorrow's show, on the 11th of January at the Harrison Chandler Education Center, the National Tropical Botanical Garden Headquarters in Kalaheo, there's a workshop going on about breadfruit and the good things that we can do with ulu. And that's a half-day workshop for growers, sellers, cookers, consumers, and others interested in learning more about how to harvest, store, prepare, and market breadfruit. This is a first-of-its-kind workshop, and it's intended to help breadfruit become, once again, a common staple in Hawaii. So that's going to be happening this month, coming up in the new year, and I'm sure you'll hear more tomorrow noon. That is your show. You're going to have a live show, or you're going to be doing an alternative?
Yeah, we're doing a live show, and we'll definitely give that a mention. We have so much to thank the Breadfruit Institute, part of NTBG, the National Tropical Botanical Garden, spreading tens of thousands of these Ma'afala breadfruit trees mm-hmm. all over the mm-hmm. Hawaiian Islands, and you just see them coming, you see them growing in people's yards everywhere. They're real easy to tell from other hulu because they're so symmetrical, and they're just in any kind of soil, these plants are thriving heavily. And they're going to be bringing some new varieties to us via the micropropagation method in the coming year, I believe.
Nice.
So real exciting with that intention that we can have year-round breadfruit if we have different varieties growing that are bearing at different times. So much thanks to them and just working all in the ways that we can to sustain this island, this way of life, and make sure there's enough food on the table.
Yes.
And thank you for all your efforts to keep our bees healthy, safe, and strong, and the whole community aware of the different challenges and the ways in which we can hooey up together
mm-hmm.
to ensure the safety of, you know, these incredible animals that not only produce the sweetest nectar in nature, but also pollinate our crops, and so important that we care for them. So thanks. Hats off to you, Jimmy, for that.
Yeah, well, no worries with that. It's definitely, like I said, a labor of love, and it's been wonderful to have so many people respond positively to either wanting hosting hives or wanting to get into it as a hobbyist or thinking about ways that they can do it on a professional level to supplement the income from their farmstead, and knowing that if we don't take care of our environment, we're not taking care of ourselves, and those pollinators in a box are an indicator species that way of how well we're doing. And I just appreciate you, Paul, the work that you've been doing for years here for Kauai, for all of us to learn ways and better ways to be productive in the garden and be productive in our community. And the work that you've been doing for years with the seed exchange and the Regenerations Botanical Garden, it's just wonderful. Like Felicia talks about, it's exciting to think about the future and what holds for us. So I wish you the best in 2014 and look forward to hearing tomorrow. Show, since usually I'm working with students on Wednesdays at noon, it'll be nice to hear another garden show coming up soon.
Right on. I'm grateful that you'll be tuning in. I want to let you know, the listeners know, and you know as well, about a permaculture design course that's coming up, and it's starting on February 22nd.
Nice.
It's going to be in Molawa'a. Myself, Ray Mackey, Michael Pilarski are the three main instructors in the course. I'm certainly junior to the other two. But if people are interested in more information, you can go to permaculturekauai.com for that. And some of that is going to be related to crafting up a design for our seed bank center, which we're going to be building this year at the Waikoa plantation there where the food forest is.
Mm.
So it's a chance for students to put in on the design and for us to yield a really smart design by sourcing a lot of great ideas from experts to beginners. Sometimes the new mind comes up with some of the most ingenious solutions. So exciting things coming for the future for sure in 2014, which is starting in just a few hours.
It is exciting. Right on. Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Much love and aloha to you and your ohana in the coming new year.
Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Right on. Yeah, Paul Massey, who is co-host of the Garden Show on Wednesdays here on KKCR, the station that loves you. And we are preparing for some more live music from the boys in the band. The Merry Merry Men are kind of tuning up and tuning out, all that good stuff.
They're always tuning.
Uh-oh, where do we go, Tim? Back one more time.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello. Oh, I got you somewhere, man.
Hello.
Hey, there you are. I found you.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're always tuning up.
Mm. That's what they do so well.
They do it well. They got to get themselves, you know, in rare form, you know, ready to do their live broadcast. you know, putting out over the airwaves, man. This is it. It's all about music and the vibe that they're putting out, and we're hoping that we present ourselves here at KKCR in such a way that enjoyment, you know, is going to be happening for this coming year.
Here we go. We got a phone call. Somebody calling in on this out of the Soapbox Garden Bluegrass Island show. I want to let folks know that the breadfruit, the From Tree to Table workshop is going to be coming to Kauai on the 11th of January 2014 at the Harris Chandler Education Center, the NTBG, the National Tropical Botanical Garden Center, is in Kalaheo. You can get more information about this is at hawaii.homegrown.net. That's hawaii.homegrown.net. That's part of the Hawaii Homegrown Food Network, organization that is trying to get produce and get farms and get consumers all in line so that we can sustain ourselves in the future. We had another phone call coming on up. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
All righty. Aloha. Caller, you are on the phone with Tim Kalai. Happy New Year to you, brother.
You know, last week on Felicia's show, people were trying, there, somebody was wondering, you know, what does the CEO of KICU do to earn, like, almost $400,000 a year? And Felicia said, well, when they have public meeting, he comes and he talks for about 3 minutes and then goes. And then nobody could really give an answer, right? Except that, you know, I know when the telephone lines go down, somebody in a truck, some worker who probably gets, I don't know how much they get an hour, they come out and they do the heavy lifting.
Right.
Electricity back in order, right?
And so, yeah.
I don't know, you know, somebody called up and was a little, you know, she asked Felicia, do you know what a CEO does? And of course, Felicia knows what a CEO does,
right?
You know? But you know, whatever he does, you know, I suggest that it can't be any harder than pulling tarot for 8 hours a day for $7 an hour. You know, I mean, those guys work so hard for minimum wage, right? You know, I mean, the CEO, I'm sure he's educated and he does stuff that I'm not qualified to do, but it's basically logistics and you know, I don't know what he does. That it can't be harder than pulling tarot. I know that.
But you know, my brother Danny, yeah, in the course of this, you know, I got to stand up here for a second. You know, there's a difference between a person that definitely pulls kalo, and then there's also somebody that has to make a presentation sometimes on behalf of the cooperative to go in front of the PUC, you know, to try to do what they need to try to make, you know, our utility company here on Kauai, you know, something that works for us too. So, I mean, that takes, like you're saying, a little bit of education, a little bit of know-how, also knowing how to work within the logistics, you know, whether you're a lobbyist, this, that, you know, handling that kind of stuff. And you're right, you know, I to justify these things, you know, I find it hard too whenever you start talking numbers like that, you know. You know, it's not in the millions like some of these other guys do, but at the same time, you know, there's got to be, you know, due compensation to make sure that the entire thing works smooth, because you know how many people on this island would start screaming if all of a sudden, you know, the lights went out and they weren't able to turn on, you know, the lights and or their televisions or washing machines, you know, whatever, you know, if it's dealing with electricity, it's important, you know. So it's like somebody has to kind of be at the forefront of this. So I'm not going to complain too much about that, you know, and I got to give the man his props.
I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not jealous of people that are rich either.
Right.
You know, I mean, if they want people, you know, because I don't need to live in a big mansion. I don't need to have a real fancy car. I don't need to have a lot of fancy stuff that a lot of people that have a lot of money seem, you know, spend their money on, right?
Right.
I just need a sustainable income that can allow me a few certain things that I need, my basic needs, right? You know, so, but and of course, you know, if you do a job that's important, like you're an eye doctor and you get a good salary and you clear the blind, you remove cataracts, you probably do it because you love to do it, because or anything. Like, you guys are offering your time for free because you love to do what you do. The epitome of, like, you know, being overpaid almost is like a professional athlete who makes $30 million a year. You know, for hopefully they're going to win the Super Bowl, even though it's exciting and it's fun to watch, you know, and the stress. But my point is, you know, aside from, you know, the disparity between being paid like, almost $500,000 a year for basically a 40-hour work week compared to, like, minimum wage, you know. I mean, the one caller after me was called back and goes, well, I don't think that the tarot worker can't deal with the stress of being the CEO of KICU.
Right.
And of course there's a lot of stress, but then I'm going, God, if you got paid for stress, if everybody got paid for stress, we'd all be rich.
The type of stress we're talking about here is when you've got, like, let's say 60,000 people that are relying on you, you know, for the, you know, the future comforts that we want to deal with, that deal with electricity or power. You know, it's not like, hey, wow, I got the stress in my callo, you know, may wilt over, you know, if I'm not supplying enough of the decent water that it needs, you know, to be doing this and that. And I'm not, please don't get me wrong about, if anything, like you said, callo's a really important thing to me too, you know, and growing food, you know, to me should be at the forefront, and we should be compensating those people more.
I don't care if everybody's a millionaire. They can be millionaires. I just, like, basically want my basic essentials and, like, you know, in my have my dog, be able to take care of my dog.
Right, right, brother. I'm with you on that. We got another caller.
I'm still left in the lurch.
Okay.
You know, not that I'm really that interested in what the guy does.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you know,
I mean, maybe someday you can invite him and have him on the air and he can explain it to us.
Yeah, or you're more than welcome to give him a call or send him an email, all that kind of stuff. Because,
well,
you know,
yeah,
he's somewhat of a...
Yeah, go make an appointment with him,
answerable to
I'm
the
sure
public.
He
gets paid by everybody's bill. But
right.
I got another caller, so I'm going to drop you right now and we're going to bring up our next caller. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Aloha, guys. How's it going today?
Good. We're celebrating the end and the beginning all at once.
Oh, indeed. I'm standing in the middle of the field, the dog walkie poopy field in Kilauea, and it's just so beautiful, and the sun's out, and it's just gorgeous. I have a few things to say about that million-dollar CEO guy. My vision for Kauai is such that we get to a point where we don't have, I mean, not to say that he's not a great guy. He's probably a wonderful guy. But I think we need to get to a place where we all know how to pick tarot. And instead of getting $7 an hour, we do the barter system. Or we don't have to have this BS money thing going on. It really is the destruction of our society, I believe, along with the greed that goes along with it. But if that CEO could learn how to pick color and trade it for a pair of shoes that somebody wove, would be really awesome. I live off the grid totally and have for a really long time. So for me, electricity, if someone were to say, oh, my God, the electricity is out, I don't freak out at all. I'm used to it. And to watch folks freak out about such things as, oh, my God, we've got to get to the store right now because food lamps are going to be closed all day tomorrow. It's like, whoa, you guys, take a step back and let's take a look at how it is just to basically survive. It's really a wonderful thing. So just simplicity is so sweet, and that's what I look forward to in 2014, and lots of love and sharing and less junk about money, you know. Let's try to do some barter stuff and be happy that way.
I love that. Yeah, let's do that.
Blessings to you.
2014, we can do that. Appreciate that. Mahalo for calling in. We're here approaching the top of the hour. So we got Brother Tim's got a message to share with folks out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, to Radio Land. And sorry that it's taken this long to the sister out there who's worried about her lost dog in the Kapahi area, you know, because of the ruckus that's starting to go down with the revel ring, you know, coming here New Year's Eve. You know, she says that she had about a 100-pound pure white lab with no collar, you know, around the Hoku Kauai Hau roads, you know, up there in Kapahi, you know, lost her dog. She's really worried for it. Her name is Anne Marie, and if anybody has seen the dog or, you know, has a location for it, she left her phone number, 634-6203. That number once again, 634-6203, Anne Marie. Lost dog in the Kapahi area, 100-pound pure white Labrador, no collar on it, you know, and she's really worried about her good friend. So please, if anybody can help out, please give her a call. Thank you so much.
Here we go. And, oh, let's see, what do we got next? I know there's a phone call waiting for us. We're going to be talking to Jonathan Jay in a little bit in the second part of this show. We've got some music kind of coming down the pike.
You want to go on there?
We're going to do something like this very shortly. Uh-oh, I blew it. It happens. That stuff happens all the time. Here we go. We'll try this one. Push the right button. Uh-oh. There we go. Doing it again. Don't take that one. Okay. Caller, you are on the air. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, what a happy New Year to you guys, too. Well, you guys get on good radio station, but thanks to every time I listen to you guys.
Oh, right on. Where are you listening from?
On the North Shore, from my office. Anyway, but I wanted to tell you guys about the KUC trip.
Okay.
Or whatever it is. Well, the lady was right about worrying about all this electricity and all that.
Mm.
But then again, I don't know. You know, I live in Honolulu where they're going to do the new grid over there.
Right.
And to be honest with you, you know, us guys, we're getting 2%, whatever it is. We always get in the bottom of the barrel.
That's unfortunately
so
true.
No, you know,
kidding.
So, but that's all right, you know. I guess that's what we was put on the earth for persevere all this and come out on top.
Come out on top.
So
the meek shall resist.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, no, it's, you know, I just, this is another year, and hopefully maybe each year and year and year and year, we start compensating or giving back to the Hawaiian people what they're supposed to get, you know?
Mm.
So I just, you know, we'll see when we're all, like when I'm 60 and I'm call up the radio again, if they do anything for help our people out.
Yeah, well, you know, it is definitely, you know, a struggle in this
struggle
world sometimes, but we make the most of it, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. I'm smiling right now.
Thank you, brother. Thank
but anyway, you.
You
guys have a good day, my brother.
Appreciate
and I like
some
of that guy's 400,000.
Yeah, share the love, baby.
Maybe
share
just
the
a
love.
One-way ticket to Vegas. Okay, bye.
All right,
bye.
Aloha, brother. No, we appreciate the call in, the love and support. We've got, just a couple more minutes in this five-hour clock section, though. It's the 4 to 5 shift. The 5 to 6 shift will be coming in at the top of the hour very shortly. I'm going to try one more time if I can get this digicard happening like it should. Woohoo! There we go. Fastest harp in the West. And you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, K-A-Q-A Kilauea. Yep. K-A-Q-A Kilauea, KKCR Hanalei. That's us, streaming worldwide at kkcr.org. This is one of the final shows of the year on our beautiful radio station here, Gem of the Pacific. And we'd like to thank the following good folks who have been supporters of this radio station for a long time, maybe some longer than others, but nonetheless supporters, and we got to mahalo them. So Al Pastor Tacos, Anohola Strings, Balihai Realty, Aya's Garden, mahalos for supporting your community radio.
Al Pastor Tacos supports KKCR, across the street from the craft fair in Kapa'a by the beach. Al Pastor Tacos serves fresh grilled local fish, steak, chicken, and pork tacos, and burritos in the Al Pastor style. Also a garden salad and choices for the kids. Open every day from 11 to 4. Takeout orders welcome. Al Pastor Tacos, authentic Mexican food. 652-6953.
Anohola Stringed Instruments, still making guitars, ukulele, and violins one at a time from Kauai's ancient koa. Every tree has its own song. Time-honored designs and precision-built custom orders. Beginning and master instrument building classes. Prompt and complete setup, repair, restoration, and reforestation. Anohola Stringed Instruments proudly supports KKCR. AnoholaStringedInstruments.com or 822-1645.
Coldwell Banker, Balihai Realty, and Hanalei, serving Kauai since 1978, providing personalized real estate sales and rental services. Coldwell Banker, Balihai Realty also supports KKCR and the Kauai Independent Food Bank. More information at balihai.com or by calling 826-7244.
Aya's Garden, all-natural garden and greenhouse supply, in Kapa'a, down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
Right on. Mahalos for all our underwriters and for the good folks that help us do what we can on this radio station. And mahalos for supporting Quiet Community Radio as well as supporting live music. Support our local music. That's what we do.
Love the local music. Support it. Because Bombay no more. You guys all boss.
It's live. It's the end of the year. The boys in the band playing for you.
Around but this cup on the street, snoring so loud that he can't hear my feet. Laugh to myself as I walk down the street, walking the long miles home. I don't mind losing you. To say, Rodshank's pony, you don't have to pay. Laugh to myself as I roll on my way, walking the long miles home.
Out of the soapbox
and into the fire.
All right, into the fire.
All right, we got something else coming up.
KKCR Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea. This is not dead air. King Zor, what number are you?
He's five.
Is he five? Okay. Let's do a little sound check here. Three is over there, yeah? Okay. And Joe, what?
There you go.
Two.
Five. Six. Seven. Eight.
Just play louder, man. Just play louder.
We yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I don't know, but I've been so in the heat of the sun.
power to ride. He's got no sign of dividing lines in a very few rules to guide. I spent a little time on the mountains, spent a little time on the hills. Saw things getting out of hand, but I guess they always fail. I don't
live music for you all out in Radio Land.
Nothing a shot or two of tequila wouldn't help. I can see you are in good hands.
Oh, there you go.
What you got?
Let's turn these off. Yeah. Now we need that up. Where are you? Wait.
Give us a call at 826-7771. In a little bit, we're going to have Brother Jonathan Jay on the phone here very shortly. Talk story about some KIUC issues. You know that ballot is coming out soon, and then folks are going to be given a choice to, spread the load or have a small group of us be burdened by the cost of doing business for our utility co-op.
I got that in the mail.
You got that in the mail?
Yeah, I didn't get it. Why they're pushing for us to vote yes? Isn't that like we're fighting against ourselves or
well,
something?
Well, I'm not sure exactly the.
It doesn't sound cooperative.
Whatever the
scheme is.
It's true. It doesn't sound cooperative.
I mean, if we have to bear it, we have to bear it. We'll figure it out. But you know, to just say, well, you ought to get this because of this. I can't see that being a.
And I haven't done the math. You know, but I think it's like $10 if you want some people to pay for it, or just $1 if you want everyone to pay for it. You know, and I just think like 10 or 1, I'd rather just like, you know, a couple of quarters every other week could really
Get
us further down the road.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, but I don't know. Guys want to do callers, but...
go ahead, pull them on the air. We'll see what they got to say.
Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, aloha.
Aloha.
Hi. I just want to add my good tidings for the radio station, our wonderful community radio station, that I think has done more to pull this community together, and sometimes divisively, but it's making people think about some pretty important items that have happened over the years. And I just think we're really great. And... you know, it all started a long time ago, and we're still on the air, and Janet Friend and Butch Kekahu and his family had a great vision way back there in the late 80s, and it's still going, and we've had a lot of support from a lot of people, some really famous musicians like Graham Nash and Tom Petty and Glenn Frey, and I don't mean to exclude anybody, but... it's great that so many people appreciate us and keep us on the air. And there, we still have some of our original programmers with us, which is fabulous over all these years, like Richard Fernandez and Vic DeAnda and Scott DeArmond. And we've had a lot of longtime staff members. Some have come and gone, and some have come back and gone again, and back again, like, you know, Dove Little has always been in there helping us out, and Mary Cunning and Dean Rogers is with us now, and, you know, Gwen keeps coming back every once in a while to help us out, and Ken Janelli, and I don't mean to leave anybody's name out, because you all know who you are, and all our dedicated programmers like you guys in the studio right now on New Year's Eve. Thank you for being there.
Well, right on. Thank you for being there as well, Marge. Appreciate the love and support for all these years, and you're absolutely right. There's been a number of players, a number of contributors, and it don't stop.
Yeah, it is. It's fabulous, and like I say, you know, we've really had a very, very positive and effect on our community, and I think we're very much appreciated by our community, although maybe some people think that we shouldn't play so much jazz, and, you know, everybody's got music preferences, but our committed programmers and volunteers, that's what makes it all happen, and we're pretty unique, and I just want to thank you all, and all of you, Happy New Year in the studio.
Thank you, Marge, and blessings to you and your Ohana for a beautiful and abundant 2014, good health. Lots of happiness, lots of love your way.
Hawiki makahiki hau.
Well said. Thank you so much. Aloha. And I got another caller coming up here right now, very shortly.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Oh, my. How'd that come on there? Right on. Aloha. Is this Jerry?
This is Jerry. Aloha, Jimmy, and haole makahiki ho.
Haole makahiki ho to you. And welcome back to beautiful Kauai. You've been on the mainland for a little bit. Celebrating the holidays.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Great to be back and enjoying this beautiful day.
What a beautiful day it is.
Beautiful New Year's Eve day to top it off.
Yeah. We've had a number of different callers, and you're one of the special callers that I was hoping to talk story with as we were looking back on 2013 and looking forward to 2014. What a year, Jerry, huh?
Oh, my gosh, what a year. You know, I think everyone anticipated 2013 for, you know, years and years. We knew it would be special, even eventful, but the way it played out, it surpassed our dreams and goals. What a great year for the better.
Yes.
So many things.
I mean, I'm thinking about a year from today. In the past, we were all anticipating the presentation in the night with Walter Ritte and the lawyer Andrew Kimbrell, as well as Vandana Shiva. What a memorable evening that was.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about raise awareness, inspire change.
Mm-hmm.
We started about this time. We were anticipating the printing of our second edition of Facing Hawaii's Future, the Red Book, the GMO-free Kauai, Hawaii seed book. Vandana Shiva was on her way. Plans were in place on Oahu and here. We went from Vandana's arrival into the huge rally at the legislature, the Helico March from Bachman Hall to the Capitol, which was hundreds and hundreds of people, a lot of students marching to the first day of opening in the ledge nearly 1 year ago. And what an amazing outpicturing of this movement for that to grow into the marches in March. You know, Dustin, Fern, Saul, Haley, Tiana, Hoku, everyone that got involved and took leadership roles, you know, people who, I mean, everyone cares so much. And the people who have participated may not even live in a place where they're directly affected by drift. And it didn't matter. They're speaking out because they care for everyone here. And, you know, it's just been an amazing thing to both of the marches recently, the one in March and the most recent one in September. I was near the end of the crowd, and to see so many heads in front of us, so many people come from all parts of the island and march together, just explored my heart.
Yeah, well, it was nice to have Fern, Anuinui Rosenstiel, and Nomi Carmona in the booth earlier on this show. We've been kind of sharing some time with the Bluegrass Boys and doing a special kind of year-end review and a year preview. And I remember interviewing Nomi after just seeing some of the work that she was doing in the legislature, just advocating, canvassing, getting the word out, and you know, hearing Fern's voice on the radio a couple times and just wondering, like, wow, who are these people? They're just doing great work. And it really helped to kind of electrify the movement. I know that, you know, GMO Free Kauai has long been in the trenches trying to raise the awareness and to inspire change. And, boy, look at the ground that, we've broken, if you will, and moving forward on these issues.
Oh, such great communicators. Girls are so akamai.
Mm-hmm.
And the way, you know, when the nurses and the doctors started to stand up, the moms and the dads, this movement has branched out to everyone and has made such a difference to have, you know, the medical professionals say, you know, we never really talk to each other, but I'm seeing this and this person is seeing this. Let's stitch this story together. You know, thanks to KKCR, Hawaii, we've been PBS Hawaii, PBS National,
mm-hmm.
Newspapers and media across the world, Huffington Post numerous times now. And our story, you know, we kept thinking as California fought for labeling and some of the other states, wow, if they pass, it's really going to help us. And who knew that Hawaii would be in a position to pass something as big as Bill 2491.
Who knew?
Bill 113 on mm-hmm. Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
And help the other states, hopefully, you know, gain momentum.
Right. I know that there's some criticism of the bill not being strong enough and criticism that maybe we didn't go about it in the right way. And, you know, everyone's a critic, you know, but at the same time, we need to just look at the value we're getting in one, building community, two, building capacity, three, helping to kind of pioneer. I had a long conversation with somebody who, you know, she was like, "Wow, what did we really get out of that?" And I'm like, gosh, we got some legislation passed in other islands, and that this legislative session is going to be one that we have to be very diligent in making sure that the progress and the gains we've made, we don't have any backsliding, but that we're in a position to continue to plow fertile ground in this area.
Oh, shoot. This has already been the year of disclosure. You know, in 2013, through this bill process, we have already learned, you know, 18 tons of restricted use pesticides being sprayed, you know, 7 out of 10 days, probably 3 times that amount of the non-restricted use chemicals. You know, we are learning that with our 3 growing cycles, Kauai is getting 7 times as much application of chemicals as the, you know, most dense agricultural area in California. So we are learning a lot. This is a process. Politics is, I don't know, complicated, dirty, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been an opportunity for so many things, you know, to educate, educate, educate. And I'm so proud of our island and the way that Kauaians give themselves towards volunteer opportunities. You know, we are doing the homework of our political bodies. You know, we have Paul Massey and Robin, you know, testing crops and what grows here and what variety, you know, and KPR, getting the word out. All the volunteer hours are so valuable.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a precious thing.
Yes, that's true.
I'm so grateful tonight.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, thank you for the years of activism, the years of engagement and education. And I mean, I just remember sitting in front of the booth with you. It was the first time actually I met you at a county fair, and we had a candidate for council come up to me and say, "Jim, what is this GMO stuff?" And I was like, "You don't know?" And he was like, "No, I don't know." And I'm like, oh, you got to meet this woman. You got to, like, read this information because it really is something that a majority, I mean, I was very blind to it all. I had no idea. My wife was the one that was like, no, Jim, we don't want to buy that stuff. And it's like, how come? It's cheap. And it's like, well, guess what? You know, there's better things out there. It's okay to spend a little bit more on that. And I just appreciate you, Blake, Mickey, you know, Mark, all kinds of good folks that have been involved in this push forward, and look forward to 2014 continuing to yield great bountiful harvest for us all.
Well, hello, Jimmy. We definitely have the support all around the world, and thank you because you have been there personally from the beginning. Mahalo so much.
Well, thank you. And what are you looking forward to in 2014?
Oh, man, I hope I get more garden time.
Yes.
I'd like to see everybody buying local. Everything that you go out, if you got to go out and purchase something, go to the small shop. Small is the new big. So support local, grow stuff in your yard, grow enough for your neighbors, and keep on sharing.
We have so many community markets that are happening now. We have so many produce, better choices, and better prices, you know, as well, that we can allow us to move forward in this direction. So, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us here on the Out of the Garden Island Bluegrass Soapbox Show.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's keep that bluegrass flowing. Play us some more of that good music. Mahalo, my friend.
Mahalo, and blessings to you. Happy New Year to you. That's Jerry DiPietro from Kauai, GMO Free Kauai in Hawaii Sea. Uh-oh, got to change that one out. Oh, there we go. I got that one, and here we go. We'll do this like that. Go. We're pushing the wrong button again. That happens. But no worries. We'll get the new person on. How's that? Hello.
Am I on?
You are on.
Hey, I just wanted to clear something up. First of all, haole makahiki ho to everyone out there.
Thank you. Haole makahiki ho to you, brother.
Just stay home even, you know. You don't need to be out there.
We'll have some good music for you after this show, Brother Rick.
This is Brother Rick, Ball-Headed Rick, as some of you might know, and I wanted to clear something up that I really am a KKCR supporter.
You have been for years.
This station from its beginnings, and my beef was three nights in a row of jazz, but as of last week, you turned Wednesday night dinner time music into King's Oar, and that's all good with me.
Yeehaw.
So,
and guess what, tonight?
What? Tonight? This is jazz, yeah?
Yeah, check it out. Well, just stick around, man. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, guys. You'd be surprised.
And really, it's because of my love of KCR that, you know, I wanted to not just represent a certain segment of the island. I'm married to a Hawaiian gal. All of my relatives are Hawaiian, and you know, they don't, well, I don't want to do anything negative, but, you know, it's like kind of, they don't listen much. And I try to turn them on to new genres of music and stuff. But everyone has, like Mark said, everyone has their things. But, you know, at dinner time when you're playing jazz three nights in a row, it needs to change. And you changed it. So
yeah,
thank you.
Go.
And I just want to say mahalo and aloha.
Aloha and haole makahiki ho, Brother Rick. We'll be you'll be surprised when you hear this. This is something else we're gonna be playing for you right now.
Oh, just for a day, our king and queen would visit all these islands and saw everything. How would they feel about the changes of our land? Could you just imagine if they were around and saw highways on the sacred grounds? How would they feel about this modern city life? Tears would come from each other's eyes, and they would start to realize that our people are in great, great danger now.
That one's by request. A little brother is from Hawaii 78. Thanks for that call in. You know, this radio station is volunteer driven. We have where'd that go? Had a calendar for folks who are still interested in making their contribution to their community radio. You can go to the KKCR website. That's kkcr.org. There's a donate button on there. Help support us get going on. For $20, we've got that calendar. It's a beautiful 2014 calendar of the new year, put together by one of our listeners, one of our sponsors, one of our supporters. And so if the Blue Noser, if you're still out there listening in Radio Land, It might be late in your neck of the woods, but we would love to get you a calendar if you want to share a little love and support. On the radio right now, on our phone, are you still there?
I am.
Right on, familiar voice, Jonathan Jay joining us. Jonathan Jay hosts the Out of the Box show, the sometimes Kauai Live soapbox Out of the Box show. You're not doing it this Thursday, are you?
No, who is?
I think Felicia is going to be stepping up. And,
you know, this holiday season, we're just mixing it all up. It's kind of exciting, keeping even ourselves on our toes.
That's it, man. We're mixing it and mashing it all up. Jonathan, I thank you for calling in or being willing to participate in this special edition of the 2013-2014 year-end review, year-end preview, all that good stuff. And obviously, you were hosting, I think it was last Thursday, and the conversation started drifting away from hemp and all the good things that we could do with hemp to KIUC matters.
Yeah, as it tends to sometimes do.
that's the case.
Yeah.
And Stever brought in this KIUC first class mail U.S. postage sent
from
Honolulu.
Yeah, isn't that a pretty piece of graphic work?
Did you see this?
I've got one in my hot little hand.
Uh-huh.
Right here.
Wow. Are you surprised by that?
You know, I must confess that I am not surprised by that. I am. It is as predictable as it is biased. But you know, this KIC is just up to their same old tricks. They can't seem to stop themselves from doing stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it just says, you'll soon receive a special ballot from KIUC.
Right.
You decide who pays. Vote yes.
Yeah, well, you gotta ask yourself the question, who is the neutral administrator of this election? Because it's certainly not KIUC.
Yeah, yeah. It is disappointing to see it taken to another level. Again, I was talking to somebody who was wanting to have bees removed from their utility box because KIUC wanted to install a smart meter, and they didn't want to do it with the bees there. And this member said, well, I don't want to get rid of the bees. And they said, well, you know, you're going to have to, if you want the smart meter. And he was like, I really don't want the smart meter.
Hey, there you go.
And they said, well, you know, we're going to charge you then. And he was like, well, I really don't want to be charged. And he's like, well, then you get the smart meter. So this gentleman, unfortunately, felt kind of pinched.
Well, that's the whole idea. That's what KIUC management has been trying to do, is pinch people. Mm. And, you know, not just pinching people, but pinching their people's pennies, all to the tune of $10.27 a month after month, which adds up.
Mm-hmm. It sure does.
It sure does. And that's the whole point, is they're trying to create an economic incentive for people to go along with the program.
Mm. Yeah.
And I believe in freedom of choice, and I don't understand what's so wrong about freedom of choice. You know, we're all in this together. We all paid for the smart meters together. So there should be a savings for not having to read so many meters anymore. So where is the savings?
Right, right.
Where's the discount in the rate?
And I guess one of my issues is, where's the discussion about this on the front end? I mean, that was one of the first things that came up with the initial smart meter issue was, hey, who decides this? And how do we kind of provide input to our cooperative and our cooperative management? And it didn't happen, and people... Yeah, we're a little upset about that, and then we went through the whole process of figuring it out, and it seems like we were kind of figuring it out, and now we're really not really figuring it out.
Well, I think something that was a real interesting exercise, kind of in futility, was trying to work with KIUC management about the ballot wording. You know, we had some nice sit-down meeting with them and kind of went over some stuff and agreed on some basic principles, and then all of a sudden KIUC decided it was their baseball, their bat, their stadium, and no one else could play with the ball. So they just rewrote the ballot to their own heart's content. And now they're spending member money to try and persuade the members of what to do on this issue that's before the membership. And that's really not ethical. But you know what? I try and stay positive. I'm a big believer especially when you're messing around with electricity, being really grounded and staying positive. And so I think that in spite of all these shenanigans from KIUC, the membership is still going to step forward and say no to these unfair new fees, and then we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, well, I guess that's to be determined. The votes should be turned in by January 25th. Don't we have an election coming up in the near future as well?
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, the two elections are kind of overlapping each other. That's how close they are to each other. The deadline to submit your name as a candidate for the annual election is January 20th, and that's 5 days before the ballots are due for the special ballot. Why in the world KIUC didn't take the two elections and combine them together, thereby saving member money, I will never know. Except, evidently, saving member money isn't a priority for them.
Yeah, and I guess that's, you know, one of the things in regards to having conversations with folks that are like, you know, you guys want to have, you know, regular analog meters, then you should pay for that. And it just seems like, wait a minute, there's this whole kind of, you know, aren't we all into this together?
Yeah, well, it's like somebody saying, well, I don't have any kids, so I'm not going to pay any school taxes. Or I can walk along just fine, so I'm not going to pay for any, you know, handicapped parking stalls. It's garbage, you know. This is a community, and we're all in it together. Lokahi, that's the Hawaiian term for togetherness, the spirit of togetherness, where we all are looking out for each other. And that's, I believe, ultimately the way that our community is going to vote, by saying no to these unfair new fees that are trying to divide and conquer our community. You know, shame on KIUC for trying to do that.
And do you think that this nice little, you know, two-sided piece of information, the postcard going out, was that part of that $63,000?
No. This is extra money on top of that, because the $63,000, that pays for like $30,000 for the people to count the ballots and stuff. And then another $30,000 to mail the ballots out and mail the ballots back. This is extra money that KIUC is spending, member money, to try and outsway the outcome of the election, which is totally unethical, unethical, right, and kind of outrageous.
Okay. And now, Jonathan, do you mind taking a phone call? We got somebody who'd like to chime in on this.
Sure.
All righty. Oh, nope, not anymore. Go ahead and drop that. Yeah, they hung up or something.
But anyways, am I still here?
You're still there. But caller, please give us a call again. We somehow mixed that one up. But, yeah, it's funny how it all seems to kind of add up to being, what's the deal?
Well, the thing is, with the special election that's unnecessary, that could have been bundled in the annual election, with spending member money on to try and persuade a yes vote, is very happy to spend member money. That's the bottom line. They, over and over again, they are. That's why we have some of the highest electricity rates in the nation.
Right on. So we do have that caller back. Caller, are you there now?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us again.
Sure. I just was calling in case anybody didn't see it, there was a full-page ad also taken out in the Kauai Midweek for the Vote Yes propaganda, you know, ad campaign. And I want to read it. It's just a couple paragraphs, but I want to read it for people who didn't get a chance to hear it. It's really interesting. I have some comments about it afterwards, and maybe you guys can comment on it, too, because they put an interesting spin on it. Okay, so the copy, there's a big, giant picture. Half the page is a picture of a guy with a meter. He's at somebody's utility meter reading a meter. And it says, "You decide who pays." And then the copy says this: "You'll soon be getting a ballot from KIUC so you can vote on the fees being charged to customers who don't want a smart meter. Most people don't spend a lot of time thinking about their electric meter, so here's some background. Last year, KIUC began installing wireless smart meters that send data on your electric use directly to our office. This way, no one has to go out to your home or business to read the meter every month. 9% of our customers have smart meters. 10% don't. So we have to send our technicians out to read 3,000 old meters. That will cost the cooperative about $340,000 a year in wages, vehicle gas, and equipment. To cover that cost, KIUC charges $10.27 a month to customers with the old meters. The Hawaii Public Utilities Commission approved these charges, and they said they're reasonable. Some people don't want to pay. So there will be an election in January. You'll be asked to decide whether the charges should stay in place. A yes vote means that only those people with old meters will pay the cost of reading them. So you decide who pays. Watch for your election ballot and make sure to vote by mail, by phone, or online by January 25th. Not sure what kind of meter you have? Call this number and we'll tell you." I found it really interesting. First of all, the numbers are questionable. I mean, where do they get these figures from? And if that's the case, what happened to all these other people? I mean, if 90% of the people have the smart meters now, that means, help me with the math here, but that means that those numbers should be multiplied, what, by 90% to get the total that they were spending on that? And where's the savings for us if they're not spending that money now? And then the other thing, too, is that I thought it was interesting how they put the spin on it about people coming to your house to read your meter. It seems like it's just, maybe it's just me, but it seems like a little subtle, you know, sort of spin there to, like, you know, it's more private for you to have the smart meter than
you. Yeah, exactly. They're trying to protect your privacy by not coming to your house anymore. Isn't that sweet of them?
Yeah. So anyway, it's really disgusting. I mean, the whole thing is just, it is unethical. And who's the, I wonder who's the person who's actually calling the shots on this stuff and deciding that they do these things, these campaigns.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd love to hear the answer. I'd also love to hear the answer how much member money they're spending, because a full-page ad or a half-page ad in the newspaper is not cheap.
No, it's not.
No, it's full-page ad. And then the mailer they sent out, that's all that at the post office today.
Yeah, they probably sent 30,000 of those out, so do the math times, you know, what a stamp costs and the printing costs and the design costs and stuff.
And it's $340,000 a year to read 3,000 old meters.
It's highly inflated, that number.
Yeah.
Highly inflated.
But if you look at the reverse of that, too, if 90% of, you know, people have the smart meters now, that means they're spending, what, 90% less than, how do we figure that out? Like, you know, see where I'm going with that? Like, the total that they were spending?
Yeah, the answer is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is unsettling in many different ways at many different levels.
Yeah, it is.
And I appreciate you, caller, joining us on this conversation about our utility co-op and sharing that news about just more propaganda, like you said, influencing the vote. And I'm not sure exactly, is this a board decision? Is this a management decision? Is it
a cooperative
decision?
Well, it's management of some kind. You know, KIEC is sometimes a big black box. It's awfully hard to find out exactly who's calling the shots inside there, but... Hey, I've heard it said before that a fish rots from the head down. So if things were not going right in KIC, if someone was concerned about it, if they were the CEO, they should be able to do something about it and make it right.
There we go. Well, that is just more stuff that we'll be talking about in future shows, I'm sure. Caller, anything that you'd like to add before we're going to shift some gears here soon? I got some boys in the booth that want to play some more music.
Sure thing. I just hope that the people out there who do have the smart meters, I know a lot of people actually that have smart meters that didn't want them that got them anyway, because they were coming around putting them on when people weren't at home. And a couple of people I know even said that they didn't want them and they still came back when they weren't home and put them on anyway. I just hope that the people out there that do have smart meters will, you know, vote no on this thing, because it really is, you know, it's just ridiculous. There's no reason why people should be having to pay even more money for the utility bills. And, you know, I pay like over $300 a month for electricity, and it's just crazy, you know. So, anyway, that's what
I think. If you think that your electricity is high now, just wait until KIEC comes up with some more new fees for you.
Yeah, great.
More new fees. Yeah, well, we could do without that. I appreciate you, caller, calling in. Thanks so much.
Happy New Year to everybody, and good work on the GMO stuff. That was just awesome, really encouraging.
Well, thank you. Hawaile makahiki ho, and blessings to you and your family. Jonathan Jay, looking forward to the new year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think 2014, it's kind of exciting. You know, I know when I was a kid, it was hard to imagine anything past the year 2000. And here we are, we're already, you know, more than 2 dozen years into it and kind of screaming along. It's kind of cool. I'm kind of excited. There's a lot of really good things going on, some really good trends. And, you know, I should say that this election with KIEC is part of a big picture that's looking real positive. You know, several months ago, it wasn't even clear we would have, that voters would have a say in this election at all, that they would be able to cast their vote one way or the other. But thanks to the signatures of over 500 people, we got it on the ballot, and we're going to have our say, and that's a victory all by itself, a real hard-won one. And so I just want to say thank you to everybody who did that. And I think that in spite of the ballot bias and in spite of all the money that KIEC is spending on propaganda, that this vote's still going to go down. People are still going to see through the lie and vote no on these new fees.
Jonathan, you still there? I'm pushing the wrong button sometimes.
I am. I'm still here.
Good. Yeah. And Jonathan, your next show is in a couple of weeks?
I think so, yeah. Sometime in the new year.
Anything else you're going to share with us before we hear some live music from the Merry Merry Pranksters in the house?
Well, I just want to send all my love out to all the volunteers at KKCR and all the callers and all the listeners. because it's people just like you that really make this island what it is. And so much good things have happened this last year, and I'm really looking forward to a bunch of more good stuff happening this next year. And that's what happens when we have a strong community. We all pull together, Lokahi, togetherness, and then we get her done. So, you know, here's to more of that.
There you go. Mahalo, Jonathan, for all you do, and look forward to seeing you in the new year.
All right. Hey, aho'oli makahiki ho.
Well said. Aho'oli makahiki ho, and aloha to you, Jonathan. We got some live music in the house. Callers, you're going to give us a call when the music is over, and or maybe I should say after this musical interlude. Not sure what we're going to hear next, but we're going to try to dial you in. There we go. So... callers, just chill for a little bit. We'll get back to you right after this musical interlude.
Six more in the back, doing 80 through the center of town, straight to Cane's where they'll tear it on down. Hit from the bottle, hit for your head, either way that monkey gets fed.
sunrise, we'll watch go down. Ramble dirty through this dirty oil town. Hit the metro, get us a bite. Fries and gravy, they do me upright. Hit from the bottle, hit for your head. Either way, that monkey gets fed. Comes Murphy and his big Cadillac. Three in the front seat, six more in the back. Doing 80 through the center of town. Straight to Cane's, where they'll tear it on down. Hit from the bottle, hit for your head. Either way, that monkey gets fed.
Nah, we got it going on. We really appreciate the live music in the house and the calls coming in from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We're just rocking for you because we can. It's the thing that we do. It's how we roll, you know what I mean? It's almost the top of the hour. I bet we could probably go there if we want to because you are listening to KKCR, Hunley, KAQA, Hillwell. What is that one in Haleiwa?
Haleiwa, thank you so very much. So it's almost the top of the hour. We'll go through the top of the hour for you. What show goes on after your show on Tuesday?
Never done it before.
Oh.
I think it's a Ballhead Ricks tribute special.
It was supposed to be jazz, but there's going to be no jazz that I'm aware of right now. So you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, and we want to thank you for love and support of Kauai Community Radio and Kauai Coffee Company, Dolphin Restaurant Market, Tiki Aniki, and Kamoa Ukulele. Thank you for your love and support.
Kauai Coffee, 100% pure Hawaiian, single-origin, GMO-free coffee. Grown and roasted here on the Garden Island at retail locations island-wide on all the Hawaiian Islands, and at our estate on Highway 540 between Kalaheo and Ali'ali, where walking tours and coffee tasting are also available. More information and ordering online at kauaicoffee.com.
The Dolphin Restaurant Fish Market and Sushi Lounge in Hanalei and Poipu. Local gourmet sushi, fresh fish daily, steaks and seafood, and specialty cocktails. Dining on our lanai at the Poipu Restaurant with panoramic sunset and ocean views. The Dolphin Restaurant Fish Market and Sushi Lounge. Information online at thedolphinkauai.com.
Announcing Tiki Aniki, Kauai's Tiki Bar and Restaurant, featuring fresh fruit vintage cocktails, farm and boat to table cuisine with late dining. Open 5 p.m. to midnight at the Princeville Center. Tiki Aniki, 431-4242.
Kamoa Ukulele Company, dedicated to building high quality bell tone instruments. Built with a one player at a time philosophy. Whether you're a true beginner or ukulele master, there's a tailored Kamoa experience for you. From student models up to custom masterpieces. Kamoa Ukulele Company, a family owned business, supports KKCR. More information at 652-9999 or online at kamoaukulelecompany.com.
Oh, we were a little 29 seconds premature, but here we are again, top of the hour, listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. Thank you, Haleiwa. There you go. T. Lars.